Welcome to the Empowerment Journey Podcast. This is Jennifer Bryant, your two-time best-selling author, motivational speaker, career coach, and life coach. I have a special guest, a featured guest with me today, Evangelist Tanya Thompson, who is a Christian author. She's a mother. She is a CEO of Founder of Glory After the Rain Ministries. And that definitely aligns with my whole mission and purpose with the Empowerment Journey podcast, where I sit down and talk to guests about what have they overcame, how did they go about overcoming it, hoping to spark and inspire our listeners to know that they too can overcome. And I met this gem, Tanya, on Facebook, and her morning devotional series that she has. I take a look and view those, as well as us just being positive about what we post. We comment on each other's posts, and I just love being surrounded with by positivity. So, Tanya, I know you're going around the world spreading the message of Jesus Christ. You're attending women's conferences, revivals, talk shows, workshops. You author 6 books. So I know you have a lot to say, and your true passion is about empowerment of women. So yes. I can't wait to dig in. Thank you and welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm excited. You know, I say it all the time on my morning broadcast. It's the day the Lord has made. So, you know, regardless of what's going on or what you feel or what you may think or what your circumstances are, we got to rejoice and be glad in it. Would you agree?
I agree wholeheartedly. And I have to share with you, this week I had to remember and go back to my purpose and my mission. I had to reach within so many times this week. It was ridiculous. And I just kept saying, Satan, I'm not going to give you the power. I have overcame much greater. And so I'm still smiling.
Absolutely. And, you know, it gets like that sometimes. But what we got to remember is this, Jennifer. This is what I think about. I think about the fact that the enemy, before he was cast down, he was where? He was up in the kingdom of heaven. So it will stand to reason that he has a sneak peek of our future, and he knows when we're on the brink of breakthrough and when we are about to come on the verge of something greater. And so doesn't it seem like it always seems like right before you get to the edge of your coming through and getting out that the enemy will just show up and try to test you in it? You know, that's what I've been going through recently, you know, because it's like you see the anointing, you see the, you know, all the different things and all the accolades, but nobody sees the loneliness at night. Nobody sees the sickness that I struggle with. And those are the times that we have to really, really pull from our faith. I don't know if you're with me on that, but we've really got to pull. So it sounds like you've been going through this week, but that just means that you're coming out, my sister.
Absolutely. So continuing in that vein, though, can you share with the listening audience like a challenge that you've recently faced, whether it's in your professional career or personally, that you've had to overcome?
Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you this. I am 43 years old, been in the ministry since, you know, I could remember, traveled the world with my brother and sister, you know, singing the gospel of Jesus Christ as young kids. And so now as an older woman, I've got a daughter that's grown. I've come to a place in ministry where sometimes I feel alone, you know, feeling like I have no support. It's just me and God sometimes is what it feels like because I'm single. I'm no longer married, so I'm single. I do not have that personal covering there. And so sometimes in ministry, it's difficult. It's challenging. It's a pull. You know, and I question my ability a lot of times. I question, not that I'm doing it on my own, but I just question my place in ministry. I question, you know, my anointing, my assignment. And so I have to, you know, I've had to bring myself, you know, reel myself back in and just remind myself what it is that God called me to do. For the past month, actually this is February going on into March, but the entire month of December, I was laid out flat on my back. I could not do anything. almost the entire month of January, the same thing. Here we are in the February.
Wow.
Yeah,
oh, wow.
Here we are in February. And it's been the same thing. And I question God. I just have to keep it real. Because it's like people see the morning devotional, they see the anointing.
Yes.
But nobody sees what goes on behind the scenes, the pull. Nobody sees how much strength it takes, to try to make the things go into motion. It's not that we make it go into motion, because God is the author of it and the finisher. But right in the middle, we got to work the middle. And sometimes my faith was wavering. I was like, God, I've done what it is that you told me to do. I've sacrificed. I started making this laundry list to God, crying out to him, not realizing that he is the one that is in complete control, regardless of what it looks like or what it feels like. I do have diabetes. I have diabetes, and I contracted diabetes later in life. And so a lot of damage had, been done to my body. And so here you have this evangelist who walks around, and I can pray, heaven down for someone else's healing, yet I'm flat on my back, waiting on my own healing. And so that right there has been a challenge for me, a challenge to look within and see what it is. God, what are you trying to tell me? Is there something that I'm not doing? I'm eating right, I'm exercising, I'm doing all the things, but yet I still have no healing. But I'm looking around and I see everybody around me seems to be prospering and healing. I don't know if you've ever been to that place, but,
I've been to that
place.
It's a hard place. It's a very hard place. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's a hard place to be in, because you see the fruit, the fruit of your labor, coming to pass in other people's lives. It's like, God, I have not been able to get up. I can't do this thing or that thing, God. Why is that? I say all that to say this. A lot of times people see the anointing, but they don't see the story behind it and what struggles that you go through in order to test your faith. And these things that I say are not for, I'm so far. No, it's something that strengthens your faith, and that's where the anointing comes in. The anointing and the power to destroy yoke comes through fasting and much prayer, and also going through different situations that would cause us to have to lean only on God and depend on God, because I don't have a spouse that can help me in the midnight hour when things are getting rough. I don't have a spouse that can come through and say, well, you know what, babe, it's going to be all right. It's just me and God right now. I've been married, I've been single and divorced, so I know what it is to be in both places. And so right now God has me in a place of testing where I must trust him, even when it feels like I cannot trust him.
Oh, amen to that. Trust me, I know. And many may not know, but I talk about it a little bit in my book. I have type 2 diabetes as well. I'm assuming yours is type 2, may not be, but I have type 2 diabetes, and I had to fight it. It was through my mom, because of, hereditary was part of it, and that's why I fought it really, really hard, and up until like late in my 40s when I was diagnosed with it. And so I know what it takes. I go back and forth. Sometimes I'm pre-diabetic and then I'm not. But I went full blown because of some stresses that went on in my life. So every day it's a struggle. But what I've prayed for is for God to send resources my way to help me. And so I'm in a good place right now where I get to, connect with a nutritionist often. I get to, kind of work through some other things, but the most important part and key is reducing my stress level. So whenever unhealthy situations come up, I feel in my life, not necessarily food, right? But unhealthy things that cross boundaries, I walk away from.
Yes.
I walk away from.
Yes.
I walk away from without feeling guilty, because but where it comes to is like, if I'm wanting to help people, if I'm saying I'm a change champion, if I'm saying I'm a change agent, if I'm saying I'm a legacy builder and generational changer, it starts with me. And so I need to show up as my whole self, healthy. And so I then come back and rely upon my faith. I start with my faith. And like you said, it's the middle part that gets you when you have to deal with people, because we are
yes, yes, Lord.
And so it's about putting coping mechanisms in place and having strategies to overcome. So can you talk about, like, what strategies have you put in place? I know that you said you were, you know, on your back December, January, and God sent me to you to, like, hey, you want to be on my show? You know, because people can see stuff in you that you may not be able to see in yourself. So you're definitely shining the light. So can you talk a little bit about what strategies you put in place to overcome some of your challenges?
Absolutely. You know, what you just said rings so true, because if you know me, I am the person that I love to spread positivity, because I have found that, you know, just being negative and messy and things of that nature, because we can be that way in the church. Come on, let's be real. We can be that way. But
that's
to me, I found it is a cancer. It is cancerous. I found this out to be true. Before I say something, before I do anything, or even to commit to something, I have to ask myself a very simple question. Will this glorify God? And it's not being deep. It's not being super spiritual. But basically, if you do that, if you say that to yourself before you make a post, or before you make that phone call, or before you say yes to something, or even no to something, ask yourself, is this glorifying God? I have found that it will just reduce the stressors in your life so much. And you will also begin to draw people that will help your healing, that will expedite your healing, instead of being a poison that is spread. Because one thing I had to do at one point in my walk with God, and especially after first starting out ministry, you know, I'm out there and I'm out there and I'm by myself, and so I had to make sure that what's around me was fruitful. And so if you will just watch what comes from your mouth and what comes from the people that you're closely connected to, because what you will see is a trickle-down effect begin to happen. So I found out, sis, that if, Sister Jennifer, if we can be someone that can spread light, if we can spread joy and positivity and take any situation and find the good in it, then we can be representatives of Christ. Then we can be change agents. Then we can be what I love to call an extension of Christ. And what I mean by that is this. God, if he could come down to this earth, my God, we wouldn't be able to stand his glory. But instead, he has us that he sends as an extension of him. So if what I'm saying is pleasing unto him, I'm being an extension unto him. And I found when I keep my thoughts positive and I keep what comes out of my mouth positive, and even most of all, what I accept into my immediate space positive, I find that the stressors are reduced, and it causes me not only in the spirit to feel much better, but even in the natural, it's like the whole atmosphere changes. Amen.
Oh, amen. And we're going to talk about that some more after the break, because I have to tell you, like, I had a couple of angels that came my way this week that just, woo, yeah, you said something about that manifestation of having positive people around you and positive thoughts and just believing. So we're going to talk about this a little bit more after the break.
When you leave your business, do you leave the door unlocked? When facing legal matters in the business world, do not leave your business unprotected. There is help when it comes to business contracting, even collecting past due receivables from clients. An experienced attorney is critical to resolving disputes. Don't do it alone.
At SJS Law Firm, their mission is to partner with clients to help them achieve the business of their dreams and plans with timely and strategic legal advice. Their legal counselors and advisors committed, providing individualized service that is tailored to the unique needs of your business. SJS Law Firm provides the legal support you need to move forward with confidence. Secure the knowledge that you have a legal team watching out for your best interests. Don't leave the door open. Call SJS Law Firm, serving small business owners, entrepreneurs, and nonprofits. Call 202-505-5309. That's 202-505-5309. Or find them at the SJSLawFirm.com.
Have you ever felt hopeless and didn't think you would make it through? Have you ever faced challenges
and didn't know how to overcome those challenges. Look no further. Hi, this is Jennifer Bryant, your life coach, career coach, consultant, motivational speaker, and bestseller author. Look into my 30-day journal to overcoming personal challenges to achieve professional success. This 30-day interactive journal will provide inspirational quotes, prompts, coaching prompts that will empower you to reflect and set goals to achieve personal and professional success. It will help you to balance your life through maintaining a positive attitude and mindset, enhancing self-awareness, managing stress, achieving effective communication, handling disappointment, and navigating through the next steps to achieve professional and personal success. Reach within to regain your power to live your life victoriously and successfully. You can find my journal on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and my website at www.reachingwithinempowermentjourney.com. Welcome back to the Empowerment Journey Podcast. This is Jennifer Bryant, your two-time best-selling author and motivational speaker and career coach. I have with me evangelist Tanya Thompson. And if you heard the beginning of this segment, we were on fire, or she was on fire. I was getting amped up, pumped up. I was hearing the deaconess come out of her. I was hearing the ordained minister come out of her. And I was getting so caught up, you know. But I thank you, listening audience, for staying and hanging in with us, because it's something about when you've been through something and your faith is there and you know it was nothing but God to take you out of that space and place, you can't help but speak the word fervently and strong. And so, Tanya, I know that we were talking before the break about having positive people around. And I know I mentioned briefly early on in the recording about how this week has been a week of challenges. And it just been feeling like a serious spiritual warfare going on. And a couple of times I had to say, is it a full moon, retrograde? What is going on here? And it was push and pull all week. And I said, God, I know you did not carry me this far to step backwards. And so, but I'm human too. And so I allowed myself to feel. But here's the cool part. Three angels came by this week, and she said to me, one was a person going away gave me the nicest note about how I've impacted their lives. Another person, an old supervisor out of the blue, just dropped me a message saying, let me know if there's anything I can do for you. You are an amazing talent and inspiration. And the third person just walked up to me arbitrarily and said, hey, we all miss you when you're not here because of the positive impact that you bring. And that was a way for me, signaling to me that God was whispering in my ear that it's going to be okay. You will get through it. And so when I read the titles of your book and I read, you know, the title of your ministry, that's a mouthful in itself. Like it sends a powerful message when you say glory after the rain ministries, and your six books, after the rain, straight from the heart, redemption, silent suffering, women who worship, he loves me not. Talk to the audience a little bit about what that means. Your ministry, what it's all about.
Absolutely, yes, thank you. So, yes, Glory After the Rain Ministries, it is near and dear to my heart. And I have to say, it's not something I just woke up one day and said, hey, let me go ahead and start this ministry. I'm telling you, God was preparing me for this through my trial and through my circumstances, situations. So what I would say to the listening audience is this. When you are going through, when you are being attacked, or when you are going through a trial that just seems maybe even unfair and you're unsure, just know that there can be glory after what it is that you're going through. Case in point, myself. I told you earlier on the first part of the recording that I'm no longer married. Well, that is due to the fact that I came out of an abusive marriage. When I tell you it was unhealthy, it was unhealthy, it was abusive, even dangerous, unto the point of death at times. And I'm not talking about somebody that was in the world. I'm talking about somebody that was saved, sanctified in the church.
That's a whole nother topic. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and so, you know, sometimes we think, oh, men, church, we're equally yoked. No, that's a whole nother topic as well, because we have to make sure that we're matched in the spirit who it is that God wants us to be with. Amen, but I won't even go there because that's another show altogether.
That's another show.
It is, I'm telling you, but I went through, and I have to say that a lot of the things that I went through, I can't even blame the other person because God was speaking to me before I entered into this marriage. And the crazy thing about it is I kept talking myself out of what I knew God was saying, but I still went ahead with the marriage anyways, and I found myself in a place of danger. I knew that maybe this wasn't the best idea. The signs were there. The red flags were there, but I chose to ignore. But the funny thing about God is this. Even in the midst of my disobedience, he never left me. He never forsook me. Yes, I went through some hard trials and tribulations. Even my daughter went through some things. It was a hard thing to get out of because you can get into something so easily, but it can be horrendous to try to get out of, you know, even to the point of losing everything that I once had. You know, I can tell you briefly, I lost my house, I lost my car, I lost my job, I lost everything behind this relationship where I had once had a place of stability and knowing who I was in God and having confidence. I had been reduced to my lowest common denominator and was unsure of anything, from day to day. I didn't know what was going to happen from day to day because everything was so unpredictable. The environment was toxic. But one day I got tired. My mother told me, when you get tired, you will do something. And she was absolutely right. And when God pulled me out of that thing, once I got out of that thing and I had to take inventory of my life and kind of do reconnaissance and look to see what it is that I can make of the whole situation, you know, God let me know that there could be glory after this. I asked God, can I still be used, God? Yes, there will be glory after this. But God, I'm still wounded and broken. There will be glory after this. And so it didn't happen overnight. You know, the glory didn't come. The smile that you see now and the positivity and the encouragement for everyone that you see coming from me, it didn't come overnight. I had to walk through some things first. I had to tell myself that God did not bring me in the middle of this place to leave me. That's not the kind of God that he is. And so when he brought me out, he brought me to some people that were going through the same things so that I can let them know that there will be glory after this. Thus, you had the beginning of Glory After the Rain ministry.
Ooh, I was about to, like, open up my door and just run.
God is awesome.
He is amazing. But you know what? What is so important, and I talk about this often, is that when I see a person in pain, And I look them in their eyes, and I talk about this in my first chapter of my book, Overcoming Personal Challenges to Achieve Professional Success. I look people in the eyes, and I say, you have to trust the process. And
yes.
Things that you just described, the losing everything, the tears, getting your smile back, trying to move through the triggers of being a victim of domestic violence.
Yeah.
That's not easy.
It's not.
And you knew that deep inside, you knew that there was your faith and you knew God would carry you through. And I'm a huge proponent of your story is not meant to stay with you alone. Your story is meant to help others and let them know that they can make it through. So I thank you. I thank you, Tanya, for joining me. So how can folks find you?
Yes, I am on Facebook at Glory After the Ring Ministries, or under my name, Tanya Thompson. Also on not Twitter. What's the listen? I'm old. It's Instagram.
Instagram.
On Instagram, yes. And then my email is gloryafterthering@gmail.com. Gloryafterthering@gmail.com.
All right. Thank you once again for joining us on the Empowerment Journey podcast. I have thoroughly enjoyed it. The 30 minutes went so fast. You have blessed my soul. Like, you know, I'm always talking about I'm the fire thrower. I'm out here igniting fire, but you threw some fire at me today, right? You reminded me.
Yes,
who is my deliverer and helper. So thank you so much, listening audience. Thanks again for listening in to the Empowerment Journey podcast. You can find me at www.reachingwithinempowerment.com. Thanks again.